Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast from Summerfest, the Bar by the Hole-in-One Challenge. Lexus and the Fan are teaming up to sponsor the Hole-in-One Challenge. Come on out, hang out with us right there along the water or along Lake Michigan. Looking forward to seeing everybody out. If you know where the Generac Power Stage is, we're right across from that, too. So come on out, say hi, hang out with us. We haven't really talked about this, but I have had a membership, a subscription, pay for, whatever. U.S. Cellular is my cell phone provider for, I think it's been 10, 12, 15 years, something like that. Got the family on it, the kids on it, got Kay's mom on it, everybody is on it. It's been a family affair with U.S. Cellular for a long time, and it feels like a family when you're a part of them. They send you these text messages all the time where you can come in and win different things, different prizes, get upgrades, all of this stuff, and really keep in constant communication with you. Well, now they're doing something very cool as well. Us cellular parties that are going on, and they're celebrating their customers with exclusive deals as part of their Us Days event this month. Now, they're having essentially parking lot parties. Yes, I swear to you, they're parking lot parties. This includes big discounts on new phones and tablets, plus other giveaways and events. All you have to do is go to uscellularparty.com. uscellularparty.com to find out which location near us, and there's a bunch of them all over southeastern Wisconsin, which one closest to you maybe is having the next, you know, parking lot party or big event going on there. Some of these parking lot parties have DJs, have food trucks. Like, it's a whole big thing that you can take advantage of. And on top of that, you can just stop in to a U.S. Cellular store and say, hey, I want to see what I can win and what I can take advantage of here with Us Cellular Days going on right now. So, again, going on until July 16th, customers who visit a store or website can check out the best upgrade offers of the season going on right now. During Us Days, U.S. Cellular is featuring real customers and associates in their commercials and everything like that. And that's part of the reason why I'm talking about them, because I love them. I've never even attempted or thought of changing. I've been to one or two of the other providers, had horrible experiences, have never had a bad experience with U.S. Cellular, and that's why I love talking about them. So check them out today. Find out where the nearest party is in your location. Go to uscellularparty.com. That's uscellularparty.com. A favorite of mine now joins the show, and he is the first guy in the history of this radio station since the relaunch happened, where I can say this. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is the one and only Ty Windisch of the Eurostep Podcast. Ty, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm glad that you came to me and it was one call, that's all. That's how I'm doing. Loving the draft season, Sparky, as you know. Looking at guys who could be there at 50. I was looking at the first round in case the Bucks traded up. I'm deep into the sauce right now, enjoying myself greatly. Thank you for having me on.
I find myself fighting with people whenever I talk about the Bucks lately. I don't know what it is, but I find myself fighting. I fought with Eric Name last Friday when I was out here at Summerfest, and we had him on. Him and I yelled back and forth at each other. He was mad at me. I was mad at him. But we ended all on good terms and laughing and having fun with each other since we've known each other forever. I can't wrap my head around what he is suggesting that they do necessarily. as far as, you know, this gap year thing they're talking about and everything else and how this whole thing is going to work. I want to ask you a question because this came up yesterday. I think it was yesterday with Charlie and I. So I get this email and it's, you know, odds of Bradley Beal's next team or whatever. And the Bucks are like fourth on the list for Bradley Beal's next team. Bradley Beal has 2 years left on his deal, just like Damian Lillard. Okay? If I told you, Ty Windish, the Bucks could deal Damian Lillard straight up for Bradley Beal, with both of those guys having player options in their second year, but you get a healthy Bradley Beal to play with Giannis for the entire season, which you will not have with Damian Lillard, and then that second year as well, because Lillard nor Beal are opting out, would you make that deal?
If I did, I wouldn't feel great about it. You know, and it's funny because I actually proposed something like this framework to Rohan in our pod, you know, months ago now. God, the playoffs have been going on for so long, or now that they're over. But, you know, after the injury, because obviously Phoenix wants to get out of the Beal business. They traded for yet another shooting guard. They need other players. And, you know, Dame would, I think, fit better with Booker than Beal does. Of course, he wouldn't be really playing until later this year. I don't know if the Bucks would frankly be into it. And I think part of that odds that you saw on Beal, I believe Gambo, the expert Suns reporter, says if they can't find a trade, they might actually just buy him out. They might waive him and Beal could hit the market. Frankly, I think that's sort of insane because almost all, if not basically all of his money would just be dead money for the Suns. But they want to be out of the Beal business bad. And I'm not sure if he would even accept a trade to the Bucks. We know he said, oh, they would deal Chris Middleton for me. I like loyalty, all this. I don't know what his thoughts are now. He seems to really enjoy Phoenix. One of the weirdest sagas ever. I will answer the question. I'll say no. I actually wouldn't. I actually think Dame getting back healthy, the fit with Giannis, you know, is there. And I think both sides potentially could explore a trade going into next season if Dame can prove he can be healthy. Whereas with Beal, you just, it's not up to you anymore. And I think that's a troubling lack of flexibility that's really bothered Phoenix this last year plus.
It is Ty Windish, Eurostep Podcast. Does an amazing, amazing job. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Windish, T-I Windish. And, of course, you can watch all of this as you watch it live on the YouTube page of The Fan. Just follow us on YouTube at The Fan Milwaukee. Again, use the at symbol, at The Fan Milwaukee. All of our local shows now streaming on YouTube. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's out here at Summerfest. All right, now let's have a fun game. Back or not, Bobby Portis?
I'm saying back. I'm hoping back. Really strong end of the year. Showed he can be a nice front court combo with Giannis. I want him back.
Brooke Lopez.
Not back. A lot of interest around the league. I think the Bucks realized they tapped into something when they went away from Brooke late in the season in the playoffs. I hope he finds a nice deal and a nice home, but I would move on from him at this point.
Back or not back? Gary Trent.
I think back. I think this should be their first priority. As much of the MLE as it takes, I think Trent needs to help you keep that offense afloat with Dame out for most of next season.
I think it's fool's gold. I think it's John Salmon's possibly part two here. He played really well in the postseason and is going to ride that to a big contract.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm telling you right now, if that contract gets to be $12 million or more a year for Gary Trent, maybe even 11, I think I'm out. I don't think I want to pay that much money for Gary Trent. I'm not in, and I feel like whoever signs Gary Trent, and he should take the highest offer. Let me make this very clear. If you're Gary Trent, this is your one time. Take advantage of what you just did. Get the biggest offer, even if you get stuck having to play for some crappy organization. Take the deal and go. I don't. Me personally, I'm not going that high. Where? How high are you willing to go for Gary Trent?
14. Absolute max you can get him. I would do it. Guys have multiple 18-point-per-game seasons on good efficiency. You really are going to need some sort of shot creation and offense. I think he was a good fit. He showed he can be a good fit down the stretch. Weird year for him, but he pulled it out.
Yeah, I'm concerned. But we'll see how this all goes. I'm fine signing Gary Trent if it's at, like, 8. Okay, sure, no problem. I'm down. I don't know if I want to go at that. That seems awfully high to me. All right, let's continue on with back or not back, talking about this Milwaukee Bucks team. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but Kevin Porter Jr.
You know, I'm kind of split down the middle here. Probably back, depending on what kind of price he's looking for. This is one where I wouldn't probably go much above the minimum, or at most they have that biannual exception that's about $5 million. But I would prioritize Rollins. I liked his two-way play a little better, and you have early bird rights on him, so you don't need to, you know, it's kind of separate money. It's easier to keep him and do other stuff. And it kind of depends, like, what are they doing in the second round? What other point guards are available? Do you want to go get a veteran option to keep you afloat? It's not a must for me, but he did have some flashes, certainly. So at the right number, back.
Let's talk with Ty Windisch here of Eurostep Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Windisch. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, out here at Summerfest at the Hole in One Challenge, brought to you by Lexus and the Fan. Let's talk about that second round pick coming up tonight. When I talked to Eric Name of The Athletic on Friday, I was kind of lobbying for a center that can actually score the basketball. I think that's the way. Kalkenbrenner would be great, but I don't think he's going to get to him at 47. What do you like for the Bucks right now at 47, knowing there's a couple local products that people are very familiar with, and Tanjay and Cam Jones, that are expected to go somewhere in that area as well?
I think either of those would be nice picks. You know, just some guards or kind of a wing in Tanjay's case to, you know, shoot and bring you some offense. The interesting thing is there's a lot of openings on that roster and that depth chart right now going into next season, so you can almost go anywhere. I think Kalkenbrenner's interesting. I prefer, I think there's some other big prospects. I really like Rashear Fleming, kind of more of a four. I don't think he's going to get down to 47.
No.
I do think Charlotte at 33 and 34, they would sell one of those. If Milwaukee wanted to do like a future second and cash, I think they could jump up there and get a better prospect. I think there's some fun wings that could be in that range as well.
So you're really saying you're saying having two second round picks then, right? You're not saying giving up 47. You're saying buying another one higher than 47 and staying at 47.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice. I think they like Rocco Zakarski. There's a little bit of, you know, internet buzz on that. The Australian big man, kind of a moldable clay, not really a finished product. So I like Sion James, the wing. I think he's going to be ready to come in and play. I think Fleming could play right away. I think from St. Joe's or St. John's, not a huge college guy, but big, huge size, huge wingspan, big rebounder. He can shoot the ball as well. There's some other bigs available.
Is Raynow is going to go early, right?
Raynow,
he's going to be right away. Yeah.
People are split. I think there are some teams who would want center. Like, I think Boston makes a lot of sense for him, and they're pretty high up in the second.
Yep.
I think Raynow could go Noah Penda and then Tierro, a couple of wings who people had first-round grades on, who maybe they're not set shooters yet, but they could defend, they can move well. Those would be interesting flyers as well. So I like the second round. I think there's some real prospects here. The Wisconsin guys, Wisconsin and Marquette, I like too. But Sion James from Duke might be my favorite. I think he can be a Neesmith kind of player at the next level.
How much faith do you have in Tyler Smith taking a step this year?
Moderate amount of faith. I mean, I'm the guy who will laugh at people who buy into the offseason stuff, but then also buy into the offseason stuff myself. And some of the clips he's posted of his workouts on Instagram, he's moving really well. The shot has already fallen at a high clip. I hope that they... You know, I hope they're going to add some vets, of course, whether retaining their guys or bringing in some people. I would like to see some rotation spots dedicated to giving these younger guys some burn. I think that's their path to building another contending team with Giannis. You got to hit on some of these draft and second draft guys. And Tyler Smith, at that size, the way he shoots it and how athletic he is, that's a rare combination of three things in this league that just leads me to believe he should be at worst a bench spark plug kind of player. And I think there's more room to grow. I don't think he's ever a center. I know everyone wants him to be a center. But could he be a Bobby Portis replacement someday? I think probably yes. I don't think he's going to be as strong as Portis, but I think he probably will move better even as he gets older and a little bigger.
Ty Windisch, I'm going to ask you one last question here as we wrap this up. Again, check out Eurostep Podcast. It's amazing. Ty Windisch, Roland Cotti, those guys do a great job there. I want you to tell me, providing they don't add a star player, right, a guy that's been in All-Star game, Trey Young, Bradley Beal, whoever it may be, providing they don't do that, providing they're coming back with just random Joes that are going to play with Giannis, how would you change how they play offensively going into this season? Would you change how they play offensively, and how would you play Giannis?
Yeah, I would take notes from that team in Denver and that big fella in Denver. I think it's going to be point Giannis. Even if they brought in like a Zach LaVine right now is available. That's a guy who's been interesting in the past for me. Even if they do that, I mean, Giannis after game five was asked about, you know, basically running point guard with Dame out and said, I'm energized by that. I think that's my next step as a player. Giannis doesn't say things by accident. I think Giannis wants to do that. I don't think he obviously didn't want Dame to get hurt or not be available, but I think he wants to be on the ball more. I think he sees these players around the league like Nikola Jokic, like Luka Doncic, who are able to dictate their own terms of engagement more offensively, and I think he likes doing that. So I think it's going to be a more Giannis-focused offense with players moving around him. It's not going to be, okay, your turn, my turn, with like him and a Gary Trent or whoever they bring in. I think it's going to be more, how do we build an offense where we have cutters, we have shooters, we're athletic. These lineups with like Trent and AJ Green and Portis, where Giannis has all this space, and if you double him, there's going to be a shooter or a cutter open. They need to lean into that. Less of the plotting Lopez. No disrespect to him, but teams wanted him to shoot. You need players that teams cannot afford to let shoot around Giannis, so they have to make harder decisions. I think that worked down the stretch. You look at the numbers. They won the Giannis Portis minutes in that playoff series when they lost 4-1 and kind of got stopped. So I think there's something there. Lean into open floor, Giannis at the point.
It is Ty Windish, Show Stuff Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Windish. Go ahead. I always like to let you promote on the way out. What you got going on?
We got a pod coming tonight. We're going to be live on Bleacher Report, actually, but it'll be on our pod feeds after, breaking down whatever the Bucks do at 47. Do they trade up? Hopefully they don't trade out, because it's a really boring episode. But we will be covering live pretty much as soon as they make that pick at 47 overall or do something else with it. And we will be all over it. We will break down whoever they pick or don't pick, and then free agency Monday. So we'll be right back previewing that and, of course, wrapping up covering whatever they do next week.
It's a beautiful thing. There he is, Ty Windish. Thank you so much, Ty. Appreciate it.
Thank
Ty
you.
Windish joining us for the very first time on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.